Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Why is he ignoring you? You ever wondered that? Why is this guy not paying attention to me? Why is he not making me feel special and desired? Guys wonder about the same thing too. We wonder when women are ignoring us, but we kind of understand that it's part of the game. A girl wants to be coy. She wants to be demure. But with guys, well, you gotta wonder, why is he ignoring you? And there's 7 reasons you need to know about that I'm gonna give you right here, right now. One of the most confusing things about relationships is understanding why people do such illogical and irrational things in a relationship. I mean, the funny thing is that men ask the same questions about women that women typically ask about men, because I coach both sides. And lately it's been more coaching women, but I'm not a double agent, I promise. And if I am, it's only for your betterment. It's only to help you understand how this thing really works. And on top of that list of things that are usually asked are, why is he ignoring me? What happened? When a guy's behavior changes on you, it really shakes you up, especially if things were going so well to begin with. When a guy changes gears all of a sudden, it feels like the rug just got pulled out from under you. And it's even more jarring when the man does it, because the man is supposed to be that rock-solid foundation for you to rely on. When a guy changes his attitude or his behavior, it's extra scary for a woman. It's easy to jump into what I call panic mode, and that's where you immediately assume that the relationship is headed for doom. But before you do, I want to show you a few of the reasons that a guy will ignore you. Here are 7 reasons why he ignores you. Reason number 1, he's trying not to lose it. When a guy gets upset, he can get real, like really real, which can be very scary for a lot of women. Most guys know this, and we do our best to kind of back off before the angry guy or the hurtful guy starts to show up. So in a lot of situations, he's staying quiet and off the air so that he can let his feelings mellow out. Because frankly, they aren't always real feelings toward you. They could just be his weird mood. You know, he could be coming off of a crappy day at work, or a really stressful, drama-filled visit with his family, or his car just went into the shop. Whatever the reason may be, you just have to respect his method of dealing with it solo for a little while. 9 times out of 10, he'll be back after he's worked things out. Unless she insists on not leaving him alone out of her insecurity of losing him. Yeah, that happens too, huh? And then it's assured that he'll never be back. He's ignoring you. Reason number 2, he's coming up for air. To a man, a relationship can feel stifling, confining, even suffocating. Now, most women hear that and they feel immediately fearful. After all, the very thing you want most, which is constant deep connection, is something that a man might find unbearable at times. Let me be very clear here. Men do not feel this way all the time. In fact, after the first few rounds of this distance, which usually happen in the first few months of dating, his behavior typically mellows out. But in those first few rounds of panic, they're probably going to be challenging for you. It's not the connection that he finds stifling and suffocating. It's when a woman doesn't back off a bit and give him an opportunity to collect himself. Think of it like tickling. Those first few seconds of tickling are fun and thrilling, but when the tickler doesn't give you a break, it turns into a really bad trip. He's not pulling away from her as much as he's trying to get back to himself, right? He's not trying to pull away from you as much as he's trying to get back to himself. But if the woman clutches on mercilessly, his panic will turn into pulling away from her. So if you're constantly texting him, calling him, emailing him, Skyping him, Facebooking, oh God, you gotta back off. Let him breathe. He's probably just ignoring you for the moment to avoid a possible argument or just to breathe. He's ignoring you. Reason number 3, he's super busy. This is another one of those situations that women don't really understand. Usually it's because a guy she's dating is really just not that into her and has used this as an excuse on her. But more often than not, a guy will get caught up in the busyness of his life. Usually this is because he ignored things in a few other areas of his life just to get things started with you. You know, that first part of dating takes a lot of energy. But that ignoring has a cost and it has to be paid back eventually. And so he realizes it and leaves you twisting in the wind while he attends to his life. But since he hasn't called or texted you to explain this, you're left to assume the worst. And here's something that might really scare the heck out of you. Most men don't put priority on your relationship right away. Men who are in a certain stage of their lives are going to make their career a priority over you. Now, if you're curious, and you should discover the connection type that your man is, because, well, especially if you want to understand him and what he's thinking. And I'll come back to that in a little bit. The reality is that life happens, and getting back to stability is what a man needs most. So again, give him a few days before you go into full panic mode. You'll be surprised to find that he'll probably call you just before you finally freak out and delete him from your phone. He's ignoring you. Reason number four, he's figuring things out with his friends. A guy needs to keep his social circle. It's precious to him, mostly because guys don't work very hard on their social lives, but still figure out how important their friends really are to him. So he might be in a weird spot. Maybe his buddies are giving him a hard time about the time he's spending with you. Maybe they just don't know you. Maybe he's just trying to get back into balance again in his life. Whatever the reason, let him sort through it. And another thing, don't ever get between him and his buddies. No matter how much you might dislike them, don't do it. If you get in between them and him, you're the one that's going to be ejected, not them. Instead, emphasize the good in your relationship. That's really the only way to make a guy see what he has in you anyways. He's ignoring you. Reason number five, he's having a mini freak. When a guy starts dating you and he feels like he's falling for you, he's going to have a little bit of a mini freak out. This is a classic case of cold feet, where his mind asks him, "Hey dude, you sure you want to do this? Love is scary." Now, you might think, "Yeah, Carlos, that's a man for you. Emotionally unavailable, afraid of commitment. I knew it." But hang on a second, okay? It's not commitment phobia, and it's not emotional unavailability. It's called being a man. We men always get hesitant like this, not because we don't want that connection with you. That's kind of silly if you really think about it. We all want love and connection. We hesitate because we men know that the single most important decision we ever make will be the woman we fall in love with and marry. Period. Men in bad marriages, they die earlier, they get sick more often, they earn less. They're way more unhappy than the most single guy. Women initiate well over 75% of all divorces. It's actually been estimated that they initiate 80 to 90% of them. And men almost never fully recover from a failed marriage. In short, bad relationships are poison to his and your life. But since guys don't have a support mechanism, a strong peer network to help him with a situation, he's going to be much more careful about going into a relationship than you will be. So let him freak a bit and don't enhance his freak by pressuring him. Again, let him breathe. He's ignoring you. Reason number six, maybe he's not ignoring you. Okay, this doesn't really qualify as a reason, but I have to ask the question, what makes you think he's ignoring you? Is it for real? Or could you just be misinterpreting the situation? Ask yourself if you might even be misinterpreting his level of interest. Maybe that was just a good night of horizontal mambo and that was it. Or you might be overly sensitive to signs of withdrawal from men. If you're the insecure attachment personality type that gets anxious when your connection isn't being reinforced all the time, you gotta watch for that. You know yourself better than anyone, better than him. So it's up to you to catch this signal before it gets away from you. He's ignoring you. Reason number seven, he's thinking about ending it. Yeah, it's a very real possibility. He might be ignoring you because he just doesn't know if he feels the same way about you as you do about him. And he might also have lost that loving feeling toward you. He might have been infatuated with you, but he just doesn't feel it anymore. He might be one of those guys who just doesn't go apeshit over romance. Now, if you can deal with that, he could be a really constant and level-headed partner. He might have been enjoying the chase, but you went and flipped the script on him and started chasing him, which means he's not going to be as interested anymore. If you suspect he might be losing interest and you want to catch him before he ends it, there's something you need to know. Instead of telling you when something is wrong or if something is bothering him inside or making him unhappy, he will keep his thoughts locked away in a secret box inside his head. And after a short time, this box can fill up with thoughts that can turn into evidence, relationship-ending evidence that he'll use to justify leaving. And you might not even know it's happening behind the scenes. If you don't get in there and expose these thoughts and feelings soon so that you can fix them, you might lose them for good. The weirdest part is that he wants you to know what's going on, but he might not have the words to share them with you. If you want to stop him from pulling away, you better have the right method for getting into his secret box of thoughts. If you do, great. You're way ahead of 90% of the women out there. If you don't, Well, I've got something that's going to help you. Something that will tell you what he's thinking and help you get into that secret box in his head. I want to show you how to read his signals. It's one of the most important relationship skills you can have, and I want you to have it for 80% off the regular price. Go on over and check it out. It's over at datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. All one word, run it together. Read his signals. datingadviceguru.com/read his signals. And this is Carlos Cavallo with these wonderful words to help you navigate the tricky currents, waters, and storms of your relationship. Get through it, get past it, so you can have the relationship you deserve. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.